We're filled to overflowing. Those songs go right in line with what's in my heart for tonight. Hallelujah. We are filled with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. How many of you are thankful that you're filled? Amen. We're filled to overflowing. Why don't you turn in your Bibles with me to John chapter 7. Let's just look at John 7:38 for just a second before we really get into what we're going to do tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
All right. Well, I guess my lapel's not going to work at all. Check, 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 check. All right. I tried. Can I take this off? It'd be a blessing if I can.
Take it off. Thank you.
Yep. Glory to God. Hallelujah. John 7:38. We all know it by heart, but I think it's good for us to look at it. Hallelujah. Out of our belly flows rivers of living water. Out of your belly flows rivers. Believe in me so that rivers of living water will burst out from within you, flowing, is what the Passion says. Isn't that rich?
It is.
Believe in me so that rivers of living water will burst out from within you, flowing from your innermost being, just like the scripture says. How many of you know out of your belly flows rivers? Amen?
Yes.
Glory to God. How many of you could sense those rivers? Amen?
Yes.
You know, sometimes you don't feel it, right? Sometimes you're just praying in tongues and you're just blah, 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 blah. But how many of you know you should never have a dull time in prayer? I'm a firm believer that you should never have a dull time in prayer. No. If you believe just what the word says in 1 Corinthians, where it talks about when you speak in an unknown tongue, you are speaking unto God. That alone should keep you going, I'm having a conversation with God Almighty. My mind might not comprehend it, but my spirit is having a time. Amen? Ha, 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 ha. So out of my belly flows rivers of living water. Believe in me so that rivers of living water will burst out from within you, flowing from your innermost being, just like the scripture says. I'm going to read it from the Amplified. He who believes in me, how many of you believe in him?
Amen.
Who cleaves to and trusts in and relies on him. Is that still you?
Yes.
As the scripture has said, from his innermost being shall flow continuously springs and rivers of living water. Continuously. Say continuously. Years ago, I remember there was a seminar on campus, and Brother Hagin, this was probably back in 88, 89, I don't remember, and it was a prayer seminar, and Brother Hagin taught on praying in the Holy Ghost the entire week, and as he was teaching on it, I'll never forget, because I was a youth pastor in Kentucky at the time, and I'd come back to come to the conference or to the seminar, and I'll never forget, in between the services, I could not stop praying in the Spirit. Have you ever done that before, to where it was just like, whew, and you just kept yourself stirred up the whole time? How many of you know we're supposed to live like that? This world tries to water down what we have on the inside. It tries to damper what we've got. And that's where we've got to renew our mind, just like we've been talking about, making decisions that the word is my reality. And I have power over me to speak truth, to declare the word over me and live out of my relationship with God and let my prayer life bring tremendous power. It causes tremendous power to be made available. Amen, guys? When I'm praying in the Holy Ghost. I love this meeting. I've been so enjoying the different messages. If you haven't been here, you need to make sure you're going back and you're listening to them. Last night was amazing with Annie and, just coming up. I had never heard that story. And if I had, I think I would have remembered it because it was so rich. And because, you know, I've had the Spirit of God tell me at times, come up, come up. You know, whether it be come up in my thinking or come up in the spirit, come up in prayer. And a story of a prayer story that came up in my heart this afternoon as I was praying about you guys tonight. And I felt like I needed to share this. It's a short one. I'll never forget. Aren't you thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost? He lives in us. He dwells in us. Rivers of living water. Whew, you wrote both of those songs that you just did. Ugh, don't you love Holy Ghost-inspired songs? Amen. Well, years ago, I was there on campus at Rhema. For those that don't really know me, I worked at Rhema was at Rhema, volunteered for quite a few years, and then was an employee for 20-some-odd years. And I worked at the Prayer and Healing Center. And so prayer has always been a big thing in my life. Being raised in a Pentecostal home, my mama was a Pentecostal Holy Ghost prayer. And everybody would call mama for prayer. And so I was just always enveloped in prayer. As a kid, I was used to waking up in the middle of the night and hearing mom praying in the spirit. She was either praying for somebody, praying with people on the phone, or, I mean, she's just doing kingdom business all the time. So I was raised that way, so I was very used to it. And I'm thankful for the supply that I had. But when I went to Rhema, I realized there was even more that we could operate in. I didn't have the word level. Because I'd not been raised with a lot of teaching of the word. It was more preaching of the word. And it just wasn't broken down like walking in faith and living by faith. And so I didn't have the understanding. I didn't know it was the will of God for us to be healed. I didn't know that it was always his will for us to walk in prosperity. I didn't have that. And so when I went to Rhema, my eyes were opened spiritually and naturally to the truth of the word. And so years had been gone, and I was a youth pastor, and after I graduated Rhema, and when I got back to, God dealt with me, and he told me I had to go back to Rhema, not because I needed to go back to Bible school, but I had known for quite a few years that I was going to be back at Rhema, and I knew I was going to help Brother Hagin in the end. Now, I thought it was going to be the end of the last days. I didn't know it was the end of his days in the earth, that I would be with him. And so I knew I had to go back. And when I got back there, I got involved in prayer groups and was praying with a lot of people and doing a lot of things. And I'll never forget this. There was a season that it seemed like there was an acceleration in my prayer life. How many of you ever experienced that before? Just an acceleration. And at this particular time, it was freaking me out a little bit because it was an acceleration of I was seeing more into the realm of the spirit. And I was aware of more things spiritually. And I didn't know, I didn't feel like I was ready for that. How many of you ever felt that way? You didn't, God, you're telling me I'm over here and I feel like I'm still way back here. And that's how I was feeling because I had stepped over into seeing a lot in prayer. And I'll never forget, we had a special speaker that week in prayer school that Jim had asked Mark Brzee to come and do prayer school that week. And we had just a wonderful meeting. It was great. But this one particular morning, I was praying at the Prayer and Healing Center with one of the ladies that I prayed with all the time. And I told my friend, I said, I'm going to quit praying like this. You might say, well, what is this? What do you mean praying like this? I was praying so from a different place. I almost felt like it was a different dimension than what I had been praying in before, to where I was seeing a lot. I was aware of angels a lot. I was aware of assignments. I was aware of a lot of things. And I felt like, ugh, so I just don't want to do this. This is more than what I can handle. I'm still a kid, is how I felt. And I told my friend that I was praying with, I said, I just don't want to pray like this anymore. I don't like it. I just don't like it because I feel like God makes me, wants me to be here, and I'm not there. I'm still here. I'm not there. I'm here. Because, see, in my mind, just like she was saying, come up, come up. In my mind, I felt like God was saying, Leanne, come, you're here, you're here. And I was like, no, I'm down here. Meaning I didn't feel like I was mature enough or old enough spiritually to be stepping out so far into the deep in prayer. Is this okay? Did I start in too quick? And so I was complaining. No. And so I told my friend, I said, I'm going to quit praying like this. I'm just going to stop. I'm not going to do this anymore. She goes, you better obey God. And I just gave her a look. And I had to go do the music over in prayer school because we had the special speaker. And it was, I think it was the last day of the week that he was going to be there. And I remember walking across the parking lot. And I was walking over there by myself. And I just told the Lord, I said, Father, if he does not call me out, if he doesn't call me out and tell me something about what I'm doing in prayer, I'm not going to pray this way anymore. Here I'm putting a fleece out. I'm real spiritual, right? And so I'm walking over there. I get in there. I do the worship. I went and sat in my seat. Jim introduced the speaker again. He gets up and he begins to speak. And you know, that day, that minister, Mark Brzee, he laid hands on everybody and their mother. Never called me out. Never. And I was just like, ugh. I mean, if you're called to go to this nation, if you're called to go there, if you're this, you're that. And I mean, the students were coming up and, oh, presence of God, power of God was so strong. And I was just like, ugh. And then he got ready to take his lapel mic off and he looked at Jim and said, thanks for letting me be here, blah, 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 you know, and stuff. And they're talking. And then he said, let's just lift our hands up and worship God one more time. And I lifted my hands up at my seat, and I began to worship God. And as I was worshiping him, I repented. And I said, Father, forgive me. If these places that I'm praying in and the things that you're revealing to me, I know they are of you, and I will continue to pray in these places. I will obey. And my hands are up in the air on the front row, just praying and telling him that. And then all of a sudden, I felt somebody touch the palm of my hand. And I opened my eyes, and there stood Mark Brzee. He goes, whew, Holy Ghost assignments are on you. Holy Ghost assignments. He said, step out here. And I was like, going, oh God. And I stepped out, and he said, he goes, it's like you went from, and this is what he did, it's like you went from a pea shooter to a cannon. And when he said that, I plopped down. I didn't fall down. I plopped down like a sack of potatoes. And when I hit the ground, I was drunk in the Holy Ghost. I couldn't think clear. I was so drunk. I was laughing like crazy. And then I had to lead the music for healing school. And I was drunk, but it was good. But you notice he said, it's like you went from a pea shooter to a cannon. Remember I told you I was in the prayer room earlier and I told my friend, I said, I feel like God is telling me, Leanne, you're here. And I'm not, I'm still down here. Pea shooter to a cannon. We sit with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And it is so imperative that we live out of who we are in him. That we see ourselves above and not beneath. That we see ourselves seeing and knowing and operating. As we've said before, we are spirit beings. And we've got to get better at being spirits. We've got to get better at recognizing our position in this life. I'm in this earth not just to walk around and look pretty. I'm in this earth Hello? I'm in this earth to fulfill kingdom business. And kingdom business is what we're here for. I've said this for years. I've said it to the students for years. The whole purpose for my existence is to fulfill his will in the earth. It's not about what I can go do and have fun and go do this and do that. But you know what I found out? When I lay myself down before him, his will is a blast. Fulfilling his plan, fulfilling his purpose. People are walking around with their heads down. You know, this whole election thing. I was like, Lord, is there anybody going to be at church tonight? Is everybody too concerned about the election? Who's going to get it? You know what I think? Who cares? The will of God is going to be done. And whoever's in the office, her, him, who cares? The will of God is going to be done. Right? Who cares? Yes, we need to listen to our hearts, be led by the Holy Ghost, and vote. Yes, right. But I am not gonna be moved because I'm still in the earth. And as long as you and I are in the earth, God's plan and agenda is going to be brought forth. So I'm not going to get worried and get into anxiety and freak. Are you with me? We are the righteousness of God in Christ. We love God so much. That's why we're here at church on election night. How many of you got your phones beside you so you can look at it? One minister told me the other day, because she's having a minister's conference, and she said, you know, I've just thought, I'm going to tell everybody, turn your phones off. I said, you probably should collect all their phones. She said, I think I'm just going to throw it up on the screen every once in a while where it is, you know, in the polls. But guys, no, who cares? God's will's being done. You're here. You're on the earth. You're in the earth. Glory to God. And how many of you know God has called us to operate and function out in the deep? I'm not supposed to be walking around ignorant. I see, I hear, I know. Spirit of truth, the world doesn't see or know, but I know him. I know him. I know him. And because I know him, oh, he's calling you to a deeper place in prayer. He's calling you to go further. And guys, after Mark Brzee prayed that over me, I went even deeper. I went even further. The realm of the spirit, it was never meant to be a spooky place. It was never meant to be a difficult operation and to have understanding. And you don't have to have a lot of depth in teaching. Thank God, because as you can see, I'm very simple. But I can tell you exploits I've had in God. But I know the reason why God's been able to let me do these exploits is because I'm not doing it so that people can look at me and go, wow, you're so spiritual. No, I love praying out the heart of God, the plan of God for this age, so that we can get out of here. So that this harvest can be reaped. It's not about how big our church or our ministry can be. Who cares? What matters is that we're doing what he's called us to do and living out of the reality of our walk and our relationship with him, revealing him to the world, revealing him. But you've been given a power supply on the inside of you, the Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus prophesied about him. When Jesus was in the earth, he prophesied about the Holy One coming. He got his words out there. He, God, Jesus himself, he had to speak. He had to prophesy and begin to declare, there's somebody that's coming after me. He talked about him being the revealer of truth, living water that flows out of you. Out of your belly flows these rivers of living water. And I just want us to turn. Let's turn real quickly to Isaiah chapter 55. You guys okay tonight? I hope you came ready to pray. Glory to God. I believe tonight that you're going to go further. Your prayer language is going to increase. Get ready. Just say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm going deeper.
I'm going
further. If you believe it, shout amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm having difficulties, honey. Come to my path. I don't know if it's online correctly. My microphone, devil doesn't want me doing this job tonight. But guess what? It's happening. Isaiah 55, verse 1. It says, listen, are you thirsty for me? Passion Translation. Come to the refreshing waters and drink. Is that good or what? Are you thirsty? He said, listen, are you thirsty for me? Come. And he was talking about come up, right? Come to the refreshing waters and drink. Isaiah 58:11. Yahweh will always guide you where to go and what to do. He will fill you with refreshment, even when you are in a dry, difficult place. You have got the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. Thank you. The Spirit of God is on the inside of you.
Yes.
Glory to God. And when you pray in an unknown tongue, you guys have been taught well. You guys know what happens when you pray in the Spirit. You build yourself up. You edify yourself. You improve yourself. But Isaiah 28 tells us it's a refreshing. So when I pray in an unknown tongue, I am being refreshed. I'm strengthened. I'm energized. You have the Godhead called the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. You're not alone. You've got his strength. You've got his aid. You've got his help. He's with you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'll help you pray. Guys, we have a helper. In Romans chapter 8, verse 26, when you don't know how to pray like you ought, the Holy Spirit on the inside of you does. And all you have to do is yield to him. And we know how, right? We're singing, rivers of living water. Are you guys were singing that, right? Flowing from the deep. We're singing about something. Now let's make sure we're doing it. Rivers of living water. What happens when you pray in the Holy Ghost? I love the Carpenter's translation that says that when you're praying in the Holy Ghost, he helps you, but he bridges the gap between the present and the future. So when I'm speaking in an unknown tongue, the Holy Spirit bridges the gap between my right now and what's ahead. That's why it's so important that we pray in the Holy Ghost and we're praying out the plan of God. When I don't know how to pray like I should, the Spirit of God on the inside does. And so I can yield to him. What is that which is ahead of you? Right? Brother Hagin was praying when he heard, come up hither. Wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was praying and he kept thinking, who's down there yelling? He thought somebody, because he was in a tent meeting, who's yelling? And actually that's in Rockwall, Texas, where we live. Where he had that 10 meeting. And he said, who is that? Somebody gonna stop him. Come up hither. You know, the Spirit of God wants us to come and live out of who we are in him and live from this place of, whoo, I see, I hear. Can we make a decision? We make decisions every day. Can we make a decision and live from a seated position in Christ to where I believe what the word says and I'm going to operate out of the word? I'm not, you know what I don't like is when people are serving and helping us in ministry or whatever it is, and they tell me I can't do that. When someone has a thing about, no, I can't do that. You know what it does to me? Yeah. If you're serving or helping me in any way on that campus at Rhema, man, that prayer school band, they knew. Don't you say no to Miss Leanne. Because I'll put you on the spot right in front of everybody. Because you're in training for ministry and you don't say no to God. I worked with him. And I never was given the opportunity to say no. And I'm glad he was that mean. Well, not mean. I'm glad he was that strong. There you go. That he was that strong with me. And when he would look at me and he'd say, well, there's a tongue and interpretation in the house. Kathy Mink, you've got the tongue. Turns around, Leanne, you've got the interpretation. And I thought, no, I don't. I ain't got no interpretation. Don't be doing that to me. That's what I was thinking the whole time. And then I thought, dear God, why didn't he give me the tongue? That's a lot easier. So Kathy Mink did this tongue. And so I was thinking, oh, dear God, Kathy, speak for a long time. And then I thought, no, don't. That means a longer interpretation. And then when she was finished, Jim turned around because I had been leading the worship. So I'm standing behind him on the platform. And he turned around and he looked at me and he just went. And I looked at him and I go, but he goes, no. That's how I perceived it or received it. Maybe he was going, oh, honey, girl, don't do that. You know, but no, he looked at me and he goes, no, because the tongue had already been given. I was nervous, so I came out with, he just said, no, good. And I had to stand there for a half a second. And I was like, I'm not going to fail. If my leaders told me that I've got this, then I've got it, bless God. And so I had one word that just popped to my head. And so what do you think I did? I said it. And her interpretation or her tongue was more than one tongue, one word. So I was like, great day. What is the next word? But I was just like, Father, I thank you. And then there was another word, and then there was another word, and there was another word, and I didn't even know if it made sense. I just kept saying anything that just came up out of my heart. After it was all said and done, Jim goes back into the rest of the service, and I go sit down, and I'm going, what in the world did I say? What did I do? And I remember when we went back to the office, I asked him, did it make sense what I said? He goes, yeah, it was good. Oh, God. Because I had never been put on the spot like that before. But there was training that was taking place. I like it. I mean, Annie, yes, last night, she came over to me while the music was going in the beginning of the service, and she goes, you got a song or something there? I think that's what you said. And I looked at her and I go, And she went and stood back over there, and I thought to myself, ooh, she's in charge. She knew I had something. And I didn't step up into that real quick. And as I kept sitting there, guess what happened? I had something. And so I just got up. I looked over at her. And so I got up, and I did what I had. Was it today I asked her, I said, did you know I had something? Because if you as a leader would have just said, you've got something, just do it. Because see, I'm used to working with that. But if you give me the option, you know what Leanne's going to do? Hey, baby, you go ahead. You just go ahead. I'll pray in the spirit for you, Shandai. Because that's my personality. I want to be laid back, and I don't want to be up front if I don't have to be. And what did you tell me, Annie? You said you thought I did, yeah. And so I told her, just tell me to do it next time. Just tell me, you know, because my flesh wants to chill and lay back, you know. And, you know, I don't have a right to not obey God, in my opinion, because he's my father. I never had the right growing up saying no to my dad or to my mom. Because they were in charge and I was the kid. Are you with me? And then some would say, but what if my leader doesn't know God like that? Well, who are you that makes you think that you have the right to say that they don't know God. Are you with me, guys? Come on. What's happened to this generation? Maybe you're a few generations back and, you know, or maybe whatever generation you are. We've lost some things. God's placed apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers to come to the church to edify us, to help us run the race. That's why you've come to such a wonderful church, to take hold and drink of what the Spirit of God is saying, because you believe that, right? And thank God these offices are here to impart and to give. But we need to trust that what they get is for me. It's for you. God places pastors over you. Why? So that you can buck them? Go against what they're saying? No, there's a reason why you're in this house. So you must honor these gifts that God's placed, and you receive and you drink from what they're saying. And you say, well, I just don't need that right now. Oh, yeah? How many of you thought that and then you realized you did? How many times? It's so imperative that we take hold, honor, esteem, respect. When called upon, I'm not going to take my time. Hey, hey, everybody. Hey, I'm coming. Are you kidding? Now, I know some of us that have been at Rhema for many years, we're used to that platform and the leadership. They want everything to be done quick. There can't be any dead spots. And I was there so long that I'm very much the same. I like things to flow. I like things to be quick because I don't think God, then some people would say, well, aren't we supposed to wait on the Lord and be of good courage? Yeah, there is a time of waiting on him. This morning at the end of the, after what God did you see how God orchestrated that? I mean, she stopped playing, we stopped singing, everything was done. And we sat in silence for a while. Nobody hiccuped. If you did, you held it in good. But guys, there's something about honoring the gifts that God places over you to receive from them. And if you're asked to do something by faith, you just step out. And you know what? Even if somebody missed it and they asked you to do something, if you step out by faith, God will fill your mouth. That's just him. Mm-hmm. How many times God has asked me to do something in a service and I didn't feel like I had anything, but I didn't hook with my head. I'm going to live out of my spirit. I'm becoming good at being a spirit and allowing my spirit to be in charge. And so to get back to some things, there's a language of the spirit. When you're praying in the Holy Ghost and praying in the Spirit, what does your mind do? Think about it for a moment. A lot of times when you're praying in the Spirit, you're listening to what you're speaking. Have you done that? You'll hear your prayer language and you'll think, oh, that's different. And then you get consumed in just listening to yourself or the lack of having a more fluent prayer language, and then you might get a little aggravated. And then other times you're just listening to yourself. And you've not engaged your mind, your soul, on him. And then we wonder why our prayers are boring, dull, or nothing's happening. I'm not seeing. I'm not knowing anything. If you are consciously aware of listening to only your dialect, listening to only what you're speaking or saying, or the lack of fluency in your prayer life, then you're not going to launch out into the deep. You've got to engage him. So when I'm praying in an unknown tongue, I'm not thinking about people around me specifically. If I'm by myself or I'm in a meeting and they just say, stir yourself up, Or just pray. If there's not a major direction or lead, then guys, I'm gonna close my eyes like we talked about today, and I'm gonna engage in my imagination of what the throne is. And God sitting on the throne and me communicating with him. Amen. You might say, but I don't understand what I'm saying. Your spirit has been infused with the Holy Spirit. And when you are speaking in an unknown tongue, oh, he said, you have in 1 John 2:20. What is it? You have an unction. What is that? An anointing. And you know all things. So when I'm praying in tongues, I don't pray from the standpoint, I don't know what I'm praying about. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't understand this prayer language. I don't even think like that. And so myself, I don't think that way. So I forget that some people still think that way. I don't think from the place I don't know. I just don't. Because if I'm living out of where I am in Christ, and I believe that I know the Spirit of God, and he lives in me, then that's my reality. Are you with me? Our reality should be Christ in me, the hope of glory. I'm more aware of him than this natural realm. Doesn't mean I can't function in this realm. Doesn't mean I can't live in this realm and enjoy our life and enjoy my dogs and enjoy traveling and doing stuff. But I'm ultimately communing with him all the time, right? And that realm is my natural. Well, you sure sound spiritual. If you would start feeding on the word of who you are, and I know you guys do, you'll start living from a deeper place. Your prayer language, you'll begin to engage him from a deeper place. And that's what we're gonna do tonight. We're gonna pray in the Spirit, and you're not gonna pray the way you did yesterday. We're now taking a step deeper in. So I'm gonna pray from a place that I see, I hear, I know. I'm not gonna pray. Go back. If somebody calls on me to do something in a meeting, I'm not gonna go up and go, nope, I don't have nothing. I don't know what you want me to do. No, I'm gonna step and go, yeah, glory to God. Sure, I've got it. If you say I do, I've got it. Glory to God. You guys know who Nancy Dufresne is. I was in Collinsville in one of her meetings recently. And she called me up. And she goes, Leanne, come on up again. Well, I came up and I looked at her and I said, well, if you say I've got it, then I've got it. She goes, well, I wouldn't have called you up if I didn't think you had it. And I thought, well, slap, slap, slap. And then I just stepped out by faith. And we make it too difficult. If you had something stirring in your heart, before a person calls you up, that's probably what God's wanting you to say or talk about. Or when you get up, just worship God. And then as you worship God, it'll begin to flow out, whatever it is. Why are we making it hard? It could be that all you're supposed to get up and do is say, God is good. And the whole place goes crazy and you're done. Go sit down. Why do you feel like you've got to bring some deep new revelation? There's not too many new deep revelations to be given. Are you with me? This, how many times have you heard messages on speaking in tongues? A trillion. I know. I have taught it a trillion times. I've listened to messages over and over again, and I was just listening to Dad again today. Brother Hagin teaching on praying in the Holy Ghost. Out of your innermost being flows rivers. I've got a flood of God on the inside of me. He's there. And he said, I know him. And if I know him, then I hear him. I know his voice. I like Annie says, you know how that just as you've got five natural senses, you've got five spiritual senses that are just the same. You can smell God. the rose of Sharon. I've smelt the ambers of God before. Oh my, the rain. How many of you smelt the rain? We in prayer school, there were times that the rain, you could smell the rain of the Holy Ghost. And I know there were times Jim and I would look at each other. Do you smell that? I smell it. Do you smell that? And then there were times that the rose of Sharon would come in. And I remember looking at Jim going, do you smell the flowers? Do you smell the flowers? And there were people up in the front praying around. He goes, do you think it's that lady right there with perfume on? I go, I think it might be. And then she left. But you could still smell it. We were like, okay. That's back in the beginning, you know, when we're still learning things, you know. But man, he smells good. Your five senses. And you know what? God wants to trust you with some inside information. There's inside information about the kingdom, about this life, and he wants to talk to you about things so that you will speak it out, pray it out, declare it out, decree it out, and not go around telling people about it unless he tells you to. Can he trust you to not talk or gossip about what he's told you? Because you know he'll quit telling you stuff. Right? God's given me assignments before, and I missed it. I have no problem telling you, because we're all human. I was praying on that campus with one of my dear friends, Deborah Banks. You guys know Deborah. And God had her and I on assignment for a season. And we'd go pray in the prayer school room at about 10 o'clock at night. And she would sit at the keyboard or the organ, whichever one she wanted to play. And I would just stand beside her at the keyboard, and we'd just pray in the spirit about things. Whatever the Holy Spirit deemed the most important thing that needed to be prayed is what we prayed. We didn't come in with an agenda always. And there were times that God would show up in that place. I'll never forget. This is a funny one. We had just gotten victory through something that we had prayed about. And man, she's playing wild. I'm praying in the Holy Ghost. Man, we're just shouting and rejoicing. And my eyes were open to the realm of the Spirit. And I looked over in the auditorium, and there stood Jesus in this white, beautiful robe. And we were shouting she was playing Funkified. And I tell you what, Jesus was standing there, and he was shimmying down and coming back up and shimmying down. And I was just like, am I seeing this for real? Oh, my gosh. And I looked at Deborah, and then I looked back, and he was still going for it. I mean, I can't even dance like that. Unfortunately, but he was shimmying down and coming up and then he'd laugh hysterically, and I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard. Oh my gosh, he's so real. He is so real, and he is alive. Praise God. But I'll not forget this one time we were in there praying. I was standing in front of the piano as she was playing, and I saw an angel walk into the room. And the angel walked straight to me, and he looked at me, and he began to speak. And he said, friction is coming to the camp unless you pray. And just like that, he was gone. Deborah goes, Leanne, an angel just came in here. I couldn't see him, but I knew it. What did he just tell you? I said, he said, friction is coming to the camp if we don't pray. She goes, oh, well, we're going to do it. We'll meet back again. So, because we had been there already too late, and we could only be in there for a certain amount of time. And you know what? We never did meet back there. And guess what happened? Friction came to the camp. Yep, sure did. I'm not even going to tell you what it was, but boy, did we go through some things on that campus. And I remember putting my head down and just crying. And God had to deal with me. He said, you're not the only one I told. You're not the only one I told. And I had to repent for it.
We'll miss it if we're not careful.
But that realm is real. And anything that's going on in this natural realm started over there, whether it's good or bad. Are you with me, guys? Huh. So praying in the Holy Ghost bridges the gap between this life and that one. Bridges the gap between the present and the future. I have the Holy Ghost. Why don't you say this after me? I know him. When I pray in faith. When I pray, I know what I'm doing. Because the Holy Spirit is in me. I don't lack. I have understanding when I need it. But I'm determined to pray in faith. I see, I hear, and I know. Now, guys, get ready, because your prayer life's getting ready to increase in just within a few moments. You might say, well, how's that going to happen? Because I believe in impartations. I believe that as we've been speaking, some of you drank a little deeper tonight. I believe that as we begin to pray, you're going to step over further. If your prayer language is only a few words, it's not God's fault. Go ahead and accept it. It's yours. Paul said, I will pray in the Spirit. I will do it. It's you doing the praying, but the Holy Spirit will help you, but you are doing it. So if you want your prayer language to be more than just a few words, then by faith, just start doing it. Have any of you ever scatted before? Do you know what that means? You're singing, and I mean, I really want to be black, okay? I know, thank you. Hey, see, she said, I sing. You're my friend. Thank you. I've already told God when I get to heaven, I want dark skin. But anyway, I'm not lying. I have told him that. But then I've also told him I want lashes too. I want long lashes. And you might say, well, Leanne, you're not even going to care when you're there. Okay, but still, I want it. But you know, scatting is something that I can only do when it's under the anointing. I'll never forget it. We're in prayer school. This is, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago. No, it was probably more like 15. And Ray Gene Wilson, you guys might know who he is. He was in town, and so I had told him, come do prayer school. And he came in, and man, we had, if you can't preach in prayer school, something's wrong with you, all right? You're in there with ministers and that are training, and I mean, it's just, it's fun. And I mean, they were up and shouting and screaming. I don't think I'd ever heard him speak like to that degree. I mean, it was like, wow. And it was so much fun. And then he handed me the mic, and I had to come back up and I had to close the thing. And it was so high that I couldn't say you're dismissed. I just was like, oh, brase, gelado, baso, brade, and I mean, the whole place, they're just going crazy. And I'm just going more. And then the team starts playing this real functified sound. And before you know it, on the inside, I heard scatting. And I was like, good God almighty, Ray Gene's here. I'm not going to do that in front of him. No way. And then I couldn't help it. And then I just did it. And it's when you're not saying words. It just comes out, whatever you comes out, you know? And I started into it, and it was like, Ray Gene started laughing hysterically, jumped up, and everybody's like, man, Miss Leanne, I didn't know you could sing like that. And I was like, yeah, me neither. Something happens when the anointing gets on you. Yeah, I became a beautiful black woman. I tell you what, I had runs. It was like, come on with your bad self. I was good. I won't lie. It was good. It's only happened maybe one time since. but I'm going to be a scatter in heaven. You just watch. But it was still a decision for me to step over into that. It's a decision for you and your prayer language to step over into a fluent prayer language. You have an unction, the Bible says. Some of us need to say it. I have an unction. I'm anointed. Glory to God. And when I go and step over into prayer, I expect to see, hear, and know. I engage him. I don't let my mind just listen to myself praying in tongues and then get discouraged. No, I grab hold of my thoughts. I bring every thought into captivity, and I look to him on the throne, and I see him. And then you know what happens sometimes? You'll start seeing some activity, and your mind will go, oh, you're making that up. There's been times that I've stepped over and begin to pray, and I'll see a horse. Am I thinking I'm seeing a horse? Am I making that up? But see, then I got smart. Shut up, Lynn. Just shut up. Just keep praying. And as I'm praying, I still see a horse. And then all of a sudden, I see a horse coming towards me. Are your eyes open in the natural and you're seeing it? No. But you know what happens? I'm going to say something. You know what happens? The further you go in the things of the Spirit and you grow in Christ in your prayer life and this flow in the Spirit that we talk about, right now, when I was talking about seeing that horse, you know what? My eyes are open right now to this natural realm, and I can see it just as plain as day. I was talking to a prayer coordinator there at Rhema years ago, and I was stepping out and seeing a lot more, and I was telling this lady, I'm getting off, I think, because I just start talking about something, and I see it. I just will see things. Am I getting weird? And she goes, well, you know, Leanne, every time Carol Cooper and I would pray, we would go to this place in the Spirit. We would go to the river of life, the tree of life there in heaven. And she goes, and this was what it looked like. And as she was describing it, I was right there. Just like Jim was talking about using your imagination today, I was right there at the river. I was there. I saw it. And I said to her, I go, okay, just stop. Let me finish and tell you what it all looks like. And then she looked at me. She goes, yeah, Leanne, you've been there. I go, I'm there right now. That's why I'm telling you I'm a freak. And she goes, no, you're not. It's the realm of the Spirit. I believe with all my heart, you need to make sure that your word level is always high. You want to make sure that you're not in prayer more than you are in the Word, even though there might be seasons in your life that you're praying a little bit more, or there might be seasons that you're in the Word a little bit more, but you've got to make sure that you have Word in you. And that's why you go to good, solid churches with good pastors that will tell you, you're getting weird. Or they'll explain and they'll help you walk through what you're seeing in the Spirit. If all you're seeing is demons and devils and Jezebel spirits, then something's off. Because there's many more angels than there are demons in the earth. So if all you're seeing is evil, 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 then yep, you're getting off. That's how I believe. Doesn't mean that you can't see demonic activity. I don't want to see it unless God wants me to deal with it. I have no reason to see anything over in the realm of glory that I'm not supposed to operate in or function in or do something. Are you with me, guys? Is this too much? So we're getting ready to pray. What time is it? Oh, we're going to get out early, I bet. We'll see. You guys ready? My microphone is working now.
Hello. Check. I can touch it.
I'll just keep using this. Glory to God. Are you ready? out of our belly flows rivers of living water. Close your eyes and just imagine that. Out of my belly flows rivers of living water. They're bursting out of me, out of my innermost being. I'm the head, I'm not the tail. Christ in me, the hope of glory. In him I live, in him I move, in him I have my being. I function with this unction by the Spirit of God within. And I pray in an unknown tongue where rivers flow from within, where wisdom and light and understanding are now, where revelation comes to me and I begin to see how to do this, how to do that, to operate in the fullest degree. And when he says come, I know how to step up and live out of this abundant place in him with eyes that see. It's not difficult, it's not hard. As a spirit, I see, I hear, and know, because your spirit lives on the inside of us, and it's you that leads and guides us, and you show. You, Holy One, are the revealer of truth, and you reveal to us the plans. And when I pray in the Holy Ghost, I articulate your heart by speaking in faith when I pray in an unknown tongue. You said that when I speak in an unknown tongue, I'm speaking unto you, Father. Yeah, to you. So here we go. Let's begin to pray. Fabresto, manjoguski dali kriski dagolu brusto brama tangleri di today. Mondo re fashke zidili, mando zabraba bashte di dachlingro vuchnom bronde dele day. Out of your belly flows rivers, as a sapabregedi do boston zedi dalabra baste de dedi. Mando re sagala vashta, mangrege sasidi this day. Mondo breve si assign mo de sise di da braste e no ma sol ya mangeli di brisi le le bose delle vriste dei where assignments are delivered, where assignments are given, mangi geza brisi da bro bojo sudo mangi geta di si dana dei oh ha 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 mengare vosa bari de rom ya babramba bari de de lo dobra bababa mangi geza Mangi gosta, mangi siri braba bava siri dei, vorra vassi cromanana, zeredisi brama tango reversi a see the way. Mangi doos the door, marching through the door, marching through the doors, marching through the doors, I'm 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 marching through the doors, aha. Yeah, yeah, you say. And in this place, I see. In this place, I hear. In this place, I know. And I walk in this by faith. I draw near. Rivers flow from my innermost being. God's plans. Sego le mange, fregeli du 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 baschele la la grigisi e tambrigele di 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 si di la baste. Furabrusta, ninge gesisti la la haste brende dei. The language of my spirit, who by the Holy Spirit within me, I speak in this unknown tongue. Oh, my mind might not understand it all, but my spirit is alert and aware. I know, I know. I know I have an unction, and I know all things. Ha ha ha! Zego brigedi gelo vuchnamre bebrigisi zire brama sedele stiri deredi. Vabrege ne manchta, mange deli brizi sedebrosta brama mamambase. Oh, let's just raise our voice up a little bit higher. Angle babrena, zere la 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 brigisi zire lili brisi de la basona. day. We're graced to pray in the Spirit and walk with revelation in this day. We're graced to operate in the assignments that are given. Abre gay Sunday. Vos to reva si di braba basse brende brosso dosa brana. Vos eleridi. Mangre gelidi. Jabre basudo. Now let's wait a second and keep your eyes closed and engaged in him. But just as we've been praying, some of you have sensed that you've wanted to pray in the Spirit a little different than what you've been doing. So what do you have to do? You just have to step over in and do it. Today, when we were up here praying in the morning service, there was a time that I stepped over and I prayed in a different dialect. Did you hear that? And when I was in the room, my hotel room, I stepped right back over into it. I was like, ooh, that was such a fun tongue. And it was praying so fast that it was like, I mean, I could actually do it probably again right now. But it was just like, whew. Some of you, the Spirit of God is wanting you to change your dialect and step over into a deeper move, a deeper flow in prayer. So you might say, but that sounds like I'm doing it. Yep, because Paul said, I will do it. I'll pray in the Spirit. So on the count of three, we're going to step over into a different flow. You ready? One, two, three. Go. Hase bokunya hido blebro te karido bate obe di kikere la babre to today. Ola ma babre on delere la braste. O do re vasi do bra ba ba se o te grace way of supply is a prudo lo vayo bishi as way. And it goes faster, it goes to the was 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 the abuzi abai's ways. Yes, there's a door and a blind way. And it'll be a bright and it'll be a door and it will be a supply and it will be a bratha se restore. Rivers of living water that flow. Yeah, that's it, guys. Keep going, keep going. And keep going. Yebre babri abrosda. Manji geri di dizi dele broso. Oh, zeleri dizi. Oh, sedere zizi. Manji geze si zela la braste. Oh, brababa le bru babre vobre de. Obari abri 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 says, oh, zo, 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 zo. Many more, many more, many ways, many ways, many ways. Walking through brand new doors, walking in many ways, directions, seeing clear. Oh, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. Oh, Ramande le la lida. Hambre baba la baba va brida. Vembre babura baba va bra. Ha, say a ye, 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 great lite. Mangle, mangle the lapidos to see the day as a brana sesura vabashe as a scene alama hey a ho hey hey hey. Say this after me. I've stepped up. I've gone further. And I'm only gonna go deeper. I have clarity. I have understanding. I am a spirit. Made in the image and in the likeness of God. And his Spirit lives in me. I know him. And I pray from a deeper place. in him. Whew. Do you believe that? Whew. If you do, shout it. Hallelujah. So Monday. And so Monday will come, and the spirit of the enemy will try to make you to step down from this place. But we as believers have our armor on, our guard is up, and we tell our mind, I've only just begun. And the lies of the enemy I will not take hold of again, for my prayer life is deeper, and I know that I have begun to go deeper, and I know I already win. I already win. I already win. The deeper depths of God. What is that, Father? What is it? Mahinai. Manobelite, Ebuchobrefasco, Eschidila Habrega delivri stingere lobosto oberstete, overstored antoriaste, Vecheli Maya and Dumblors asia vine a place. For that place in the spirit has been orchestrated for you to function in your place, a place in God. A deeper flow is true. Where you see, you have clarity. You know what to do. So I live from that place of faith. I see, I know, and I operate in him. And my future, the steps that I take in the future are in him. It's hard for me to get out of the will of God. It's hard for me to get out of the will of God because I'm tuned to him, praying in the spirit, speaking in an unknown tongue, listening to my Father. Hearing his heart, hearing what he desires. Oh God, God, your will be done in our lives. We consecrate ourselves to you to launch out into the deep and step out into brand new rooms, rooms in heaven, places to go in and take hold and bring back to the earth. Oh God, high rivers, mamai, shesi tapros dobrana, gelafrit stiklena breste, vandombra fashtingle flohod eravasiste. Fda, mi flufta, frifetetunda, fratanta, fretigudu flukta ha, timbrafta, fretutu fraha, nimba fufrufa futavretita, ye, nu flufda, bdevdu brdiga, brevidele rodoviate, and menjos abasa planted tears a sea tie away, and it will boost the doors and it see brapa bay, but it will be a fronje, blugoske, and it'll be a brafa sways a sea the way, and it will be in order and it will be in ways that the mind will go. Oh, but only God can do God's grace, God's day, his way. And there's rivers, there's light to see, but there's angels that are operating with us from this realm of eternity. Ma mama si asho. Frivrugisi kalapa breglendo tumbro fold. Mande buli frevasse. Mindimandibori, minimanete, menemona varis et estidi sat away. Recorisha sina, assay a sweetest wide, and the plans of God shall be manifested as you spend time. As you spend time. A full supply. Dedo fivlote, Rickin' and rockin' 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 and rockin reveal it, and you'll say, my, oh, my, that's the way. Harivute, through that door, through that doorway. Well, what is that? What is that? I see that light, and I see that door. What it is on the other side? And I pray in the spirit like I'm already there and I'm right on time. And that was Zolomabre, for in my Father's house are many mansions, many rooms, many places. My God, grace, God, doors for us to go through. And when you spend time with me, you'll get up and speak it to the people and they'll walk through these many doors and they will have eyes that see. And for those that are here tonight that prayed this supernatural way, just step deeper in, further in. Direction for the day. Pa, pregedeli, sudador, sezapak regede, ufuno oyerenin, fertelia higher. See, right now, God's just demonstrating to you through me, this is how you do it when you're even by yourself. You see, I'm praying in faith. Oh, Leanne, are you just seeing everything? No. But I see some. And the glory of God, and the glory of God will be on display. His plans and his purposes is that which we see and know. Oh, medibraste, and many deliverances shall come. Many deliverances shall come. As the body gets in their rightful place. Papa, plebe, popo, to pray, sapam, to seer, the doors to stay, and the light shall be seen. And the glory of the Lord. My. Ha ha. Sedobona brapa si de let every sitana menu seed away. Ah, you can you maya, mingon de gallo bull de gallo grina. And you go, God, you got God grace in his little brande. And Father, your grace in his little monge day. And we'll go that which is a seed. And yeah, I see that over there. And I see the operations of that which you desire to do in the earth in through me. What is that? What is that? What is that sound? Oh, God, grace, do you see? I do hear. I see. I know. And the revelation of your spirit, we operate and we go. Rivers of living water flowing from deep within. Mighty rivers flowing. God's grace upon us. We win. My battle. Mindaladu seed. Yeah, Lord, because the battles have already been won. It's in you we see. And you can take the word and you can just quote it. Out of my belly flows rivers of living water. Your word tells me that out of my innermost being burst rivers of living water. And so, just begin to pray with those rivers right now again. Yes, he said more than a la mante breveste, bubbling in that which is within. Now, babre basil or robusto, it's bubbling. You know, babre bam 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 God's grace in basha, manje, manjdo, brosta, branze, brase, bosta, vurese, den, oh, eh, yen. We win! Woo! Glory to God. My, same sold the door. And in these places of the spirit, you will see and you'll know And it's not off, it's not weird, but it's your eternal place, your eternal position where my spirit lives within. And he causes you to see and walk in revelation of my word, praying my word by the spirit within. Will cause you to grow leaps and bounds of who you are and how you have already won, you win. See, there's a great, 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 great utterance right here of revelation light. You guys have went and stepped over deeper where you're seeing more. You believe you're seeing. You're believing that you're hearing. You're believing, whoo, that you've got an unction. So by the Spirit, you operate in this God-given place. And so working. Redeeming love is right. Working at redeeming love, Christian center. Oh, you're in your place and it's right. By the Spirit, for you've been praying and you've been believing. And now the more has come. More enlightenment, enriched, seeing, knowing, increase. Oh. It began last night. Where the body lives, I see. Not just a few, but we all, as believers, walk from a place of revelation light. I live in my walk in relationship with him through the word, and I see clear in life. Abahingeya, a God grace to see the way. He graces us to see, to walk in this abundant light. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's as we practice this and begin to full-blown live out of this, where the desires of the heart in ministry will come into full light. Greater miracles, greater healings, and those things that you've desired. Over here, you'll see it and you'll walk it out. You'll see it, you'll call it out. You'll hear it and you'll obey. Doors of utterance have been made open in these meetings. It's true. By the Spirit, in the Spirit. You're so in faith, guys. You're so in faith right now. My. If you need to take a healing, lift your hands up and just take that healing. My. Hey, Bogunda, higher plans. We take it. Sabachum lead, mambo, mini babrigadiri de vlendestine. And not only do we take hold of what we need, but we deliver what we have. Baprede, because out of our belly flows these rivers. My. Activity over in this realm is true. Activity of heaven for the end. There's much that he's called us to do. We can't sit idly by and say, but Brother Hagin's not here. We can't sit idly by and say, but that minister's gone. How can we? No. No, what they taught and what they trained us in is still true today. And it's for us to operate and function and go deeper into the hour that he's called us to live in this day. The church, the body of Christ, operating and functioning in a deeper depth of the glory of God, and it's right on time. It's not about a man. It's not about a particular ministry. It's about the body. About the body operating in me. Glory, the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory, ha, the glory, the glory. And greater manifestation is now. We choose to see and operate in it, God, following you. That's how. Habari brevesto dei, a body that stands in its God-ordained place. Assignments. High. High. So high. So high indeed it is. Where we sit with you and we see what you've ordained and what you've called us to do. We move with you. We move with you. We move with you. Shogumulia haya. Becunarize. Say God raised to store and it shall see blaze so to obrevit it adin de la vine. Ha ha. Mamber brigadito bogosto kengrikiste. We're almost done. We're almost done. It's so bapa good, just so good, the cabal, the cabal, the bro, papa, tan, tan. Ze babali do da lai, te te di da have ride. Ooh, just drink in strength right now. Just drink in strength. Oh, my. A strength supply. A strength supply. Ooh, strong in you, oh God. Ooh, running. Running this race. Running the race. Mm-hmm. Equipped in you. Equipped in you. Equipped in you. Do you have anything? Equipped in you. Barbara Canini, Fulgiada Mambra Perla Desini, Fabrona Masciste. You got anything? You got anything? De Gaeta Bromaste, Tudono Bromatate, Brofanas, Zeli Mimbrono.
Deeper. Deeper, my spirit has supplied.